I'm anabolic, and today I'm taking it upon myself to call for the end of chauvinism in sports. You see, God has given me a great gift, the gift of athletic skill. With her help, my own personal drive, and the various use of dietary supplements, I have achieved a level of athletic greatness not seen in a woman before me, and it has made men simply nervous. Because the world of sports is a man's world, and apparently there's no room for a vibrant, young, independent woman. Well, I'm here to tell you, no matter how often I'm told no, I'll never quit. I am a woman. Hear me roar. Don't believe me, huh? Well, let me give you a few examples. 1998, Wimbledon. I had just eaten a traditional bowl of strawberries and cream mixed with androstenedione, Metrex protein puree, and a half cup of lamb's blood. Then I went into the locker room to change for my upcoming match against one Conchita Martinez. Well, I was just getting ready to shave my balls when Wimbledon officials burst through the door to inform me I had been disqualified from competition. Well, I was naturally devastated, and my title sponsor, Balco, was irate. We filed an appeal immediately, but to no avail. Apparently, they'd found something in my blood sample. I said, what was it? One too many platelets? They said, no, it was one too many Y chromosomes. So I was like, oh, I get it. It's because I'm a woman, isn't it? Then they were all, well, Conchita Martinez is a woman, we think. And we've eliminated her. We haven't eliminated her. Well, that's what Anna calls a smokescreen. Just another example of the female athlete being held down. 1999, Goodwill Games, Paris, France. I had qualified for the women's heptathlon and was preparing for my first event. Well, on the day of my very first competition, I was standing there, peeing. When a rush of suits came into the bathroom, it startled me so much I sprayed the wall. Well, imagine my disappointment to learn I'd been eliminated from competition again. Apparently, they found something in my urine sample. I said, what was it, too much protein? They said, no, it was your penis. We caught it on surveillance camera. Well, I was appalled. I said, let's cut through the minutiae here. No more red tape. It's because I'm a woman, isn't it? They fired back with some fine print rule about pole vaulters using only one pole at a time. Why are men such liars? Here's the question, girls only here. Why are they such liars? It's why I can't date them, you know. Always keeping the female athlete down. Oh, and how about just last year, Louisville, 2003. I was entered in the Kentucky Derby. Everyone is at the gate, right, ready for the bell? When Lafitte Penkai Jr. leans down to stroke my hair and whisper into my ear through the muzzle, sorry, girl, looks like they're not going to let us run today. Well, I'm not going to mix words here. I was pissed. I spit that bit right out and galloped right into the office of the Derby president and asked him point blank, it's because I'm a filly, isn't it? Well, that man looked me right in my eye and he said, no, it's because you're a woman. Well, that's all I needed to hear. Men are bastards. Now I know what it felt like to be a woman in East Germany before the crumbling of the wall. A clear-cut victim of just another man keeping the female athlete down. I'm anabolic.
Yes, you are. Anna, thank you very much.
Well, you're not welcome, stupid man bastard. Who's my competition? Let me guess, a man. Like I've got a shot in hell.